Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Ches. We're up to the middle of the Mamari Chazal V'Acharisa Kemar. Okay, so on page 361, on the bottom of the page, we're still going to the Mamari Chazal. The very bottom where it says Likute Shas and Midrashi HaTanoyim, the end is going to be, this is a curse from Amos. The end will be a Kiyoim like Kiyoimar. No one really explained Pshat. What's the ki? The ki oimar. So he says over here, Rabbi Wheel, this is a chazal, rochatz laila rishon shemesa yishrei. So he washed his body. That's one of the severe prohibitions for a person to go take a shower, take a bathe. That's halach lemais. A person in bisman azer, chmol son, he's sitting shiva, is not allowed to bathe. It has the same status as the 9 days. So really, the 9 days has the same status as the first, as during shiva. And one of the things we all know is the person is not allowed to bathe, so we'll yet rochatz laila harusha and shemes yishtai. Amalai told Midav, his student said to his Rebbe, Nohe doiresh, nohe lekayim. How could it be that you're not fulfilling your own, you don't practice what you preach? Do as I say, not as I do. So Amalai told Midav, Ra'uli madutan rabbeinu sh'avel osim lirchaitz Amalohem. So this is Eini kishaar b'nei adam. Istinis ani. This is an incredible, important gemara halacha lemaisa, and this gemara kemat every single person today comes on to this halacha one way or another. No one today during the 9 days, and Rachman will stand during the shivas, during the avelus, the person in avelus follows everything that it says in Shulchan Aruch to do. No one, no such thing. Why not? Because we're delicate. We're all considered to be very delicate people. This Gemara is an incredible, very critical Gemara in the world of Halacha. It's interesting because, you know, people always ask, how come we don't do what it says in Shulchan Aruch? We pride ourselves being Orthodox Jews, and Orthodox Jew does what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and we don't. There's so many things that we just totally ignore. The first Halacha, Yiskaber Kari.
So you say yesterday,
Samir? I guess so. The halacha, what about yesterday? Yesterday is a yom tzayim. There's no and if or buts. It's Shulchan Aruch, the same way there's a tiny says, the Shavas Matavah, the Tisha B'Av, there's a yom kippur. The same way it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a something called yom kippur, it says in Shulchan Aruch that yesterday, a Zayin Adar, is a yom tzayim. So do you know anyone here, anyone who fasted yesterday? Okay, so what's a shot?
Right.
Every Kaddish. Okay, so even they, I'm not even so sure that even they today.
And then
fast.
At night they have a big party.
A party the night before. What do they have? Then after?
I think so, yeah.
So it depends. Some do it after, some do it before, because we don't fast that night anyway, the night before. But it's a very good point you make, because you don't fast at night does not mean that it's not a fast day. There's a very interesting thing that's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to have a wedding, let's say, Asar B'Teves. It's not appropriate to have a wedding the night of Asar B'Teves, the night before. Because since this day is a day of Tzayim, even though we don't fast until the next day, we don't fast, but the night is, it's the day of Asar B'Teves. And in time of Chazal, they fasted, and the real Tzayim begins that night, and it goes all the way into the next day, and you have all the things, you know, like wear shoes, and you know, the whole nine yards. But we today, because all the Megillah, the Bizman Hazet, the whole thing of the Gemara, it's only a minhag to fast. It's and therefore, because only a minhag, we're not so machna, we only fast during the day. But okay, there are many. So the Suda, even the Chevre Kadisha, they have a fast day, and they also have a Suuda. So the Pasha says that the Suda should not take place the night before, it should take place the night following the end of the fast. And this year, I think the minig is, some that I saw in the sermon, that since there's a double Adar, so they break it up. They have the Tainis on Adar Aleph and the Suuda on Adar Beis. In Eretz Yisrael, we learned that the minig is to fast on Adar Beis, and some fast both Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, like Yahrzeit. There are some people who never Yahrzeit in this type of situation, they observe both Yahrzeit.
In Yerushalayim, there's something different. If you live in Yerushalayim, they keep different days for Purim.
Yes, Yerushalayim, that's Purim. That's only Purim. That's only Purim, because there, the Megillah, the Muhammad in Shushan Habira was on the next day, on day 15. on day 15. So the miracle was.
On
your on the yard side, Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never heard that. Could be. Definitely possible. I don't know. There's definitely a relationship between Tainus Esther. The one thing you're saying, very interesting, is that definitely I did see that is that that there is definitely a relationship between Tainus Esther and Zion Adar, and that's why the minig in Eretz Yisrael is indeed to fast bedafka on Adar Beis, because when we observe Moshe Rabbeinu's petira, his petira can only be appreciated and understood in relation to the Yom Tif of Purim, because that's how the whole story started. When Haman said, "When should I attempt to enact that there should be a Churban on the Chodesh Adar?" Specific because Chodesh Adar is the month when Moshe Rabbeinu died, and therefore the mazel of the Jewish people is very weak, and I will succeed. And the Gemara goes on to say, Leah, little did he know that Moshe died in Chodesh Adar, but Moshe was also born in Chodesh Adar. So this is, but in Echanami, so that's why we discussed at great length 2 days ago, the difference on different understanding of why we should fast on Adar Aleph versus Adar Beis. Adar Beis is, if you look at Moshe Rabbeinu's, the tightness of Moshe Rabbeinu only in relation to Purim, then it belongs in Adar Beis, as we observe from Adar Beis. But if you want to go learn that when we fast from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's nothing to do with Purim. It's nothing more than the observance of a yahrzeit. So the halacha is a yahrzeit in a year when there are two Adars is observed in Adar Aleph. Okay, so that was the discussion 2 days ago. Here we have this halacha, everyone, because Kawantu, Amanistinis, Adon Issani, my time, and Gamliel, what's the reason? The Kosovak, Aninus, Laila, the Rabbanan. Now, here is this Kiyomah, this is the critical post, this is very important. He explains, Kosovak, Aninus, Laila, the Rabbanan. Now, Rachmana Lutz on a person is an Oinim. The first day, until the person is buried, the person is called, is an Ovel. But what about the following night? So he goes, Kosovar Aninus Laila Dirabanan. The Aninus at night is only Midrabanan, and therefore a person is able to be makel, is able to be lenient, and if he is an Istinus, is able to bathe himself. Now let's move further. The Chassivit says, how do you know this? The Achar we saw, the N is Kiyoim Mar. Yom is day, not night. Sometimes Yom means the calendar day, and sometimes Yom means the 12 hours of the day when there is sunlight. The halayla shela achar hayom einoy deiraisa. It's not deiraisa, that tekufa. Uvemokim, now they have to understand under here, I'm assuming over here the case is going where the body was not yet buried. Okay, we have to understand the difference. The very big difference between when the body is buried and the body is not buried. If the body, person dies, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's buried by 12 o'clock, that's it. The aninus is now over. Aninus comes to an end once the body is buried. Let's say there is a delay and the body is not buried, then the person remains in a state of aninus until the body is buried. Now the question is that aninus that he remains in that state, is that a de'oraisa or midrabana? So it is definitely de'oraisa until the sun sets. Person dies at 9 o'clock in the morning, so he is one of the seven relatives, he's an oinin until at least sunset. Where the body is not yet buried. Now it's evening, it's night, it's now dark. Is he still an oinin midrabana? And oinim, what does it mean to be an oinim midiraisa? It means that he's parted from all the mitzvahs, he's exempt from all the mitzvahs, and he's not allowed to engage in all of regular activities. So the answer, this is a machlekes apayiskim. Everyone agrees there's something called aninus midirabanan at night. But Gamliel is of the opinion there is aninus midiraisa by day, but once it comes night, even if the body has not yet been buried, there is no longer aninus, and the source is this pasuk, v'achar we saw, the end, the end with darshing, the end of a person's life is kiyoim mar. It's only a day. Person dies in the morning, 9 o'clock, then the aninus will end with sunset, even if the body is not buried. Kiyoim mar, bitterness. Uva mdiva, since it's only midrabanan. Uva mokoim istinis, loy gozru beirabanan. So this is halacha. Now, this, by the way, is and aninus and nogel lemaisa. Let's say putting on tefillin. This is like probably the most practical halacha. That is, if a person let's discuss. This is a very big dilemma in the place. If a person dies, that's very common in this type of situation in America because we don't bury immediately in America. Person dies 9 o'clock. When is the funeral going to be? Typically, when will the funeral be in America? It'll be the next day. Okay? Typically it's not gonna be the same today. Today maybe it's a little more accelerated, they have techniques, but many times. Okay, maybe today's a little bit better. Okay, unless the person dies, let's say in the afternoon, 12 o'clock. Okay, 12 o'clock, they're not gonna be able to keep the cemetery open until the cemetery is going to close at 4 o'clock. Well, that was our Pesach. Well, that was our Pesach, right?
No, this is my father-in-law.
Father-in-law, okay. Yeah. Okay, but maybe right. Also, the cemeteries, they close.
3 hours later.
They close 4 o'clock. Yeah. Right? That's it. They're gone. They're shut down. You want them to stay open for you? Boy, will you pay. You'll pay.
Forget it.
Oh, in the afternoon. Doesn't matter. They close 4 o'clock. They don't care. They close. They're closed at 4 o'clock. That's it. The gates are closed. You want them to stay open? For money, you can get anything. Mm-hmm. A lot of money. A lot of money. Once they detect you want to do that day, they're going to keep the cemetery open for you.
Maybe only because they flew them, they took them right to the airport.
Okay. In Eretz Yisrael, it's obviously very different, obviously. And also upstate, in Monroe, New Square, and these communities which are totally controlled by Jews, religious Jews, so they have their own set of rules. Okay, but dealing with here, like let's say New York City, all the common cemeteries, that's it, it's over. 12th, you call them up past a certain point and they say it's too late already, we can't go do all the arrangements, open the grave, close the grave, it's not going to happen today. Fine. So when is the burial going to be? It's going to be the next day. It's going to be the next day, so that means the person is going to be an aninus. That aninus extends from the time that the person dies until the burial is complete. So let's say the person dies 9 o'clock and the burial is over and the person is buried at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Now they come back from the cemetery and it's still, let's say it's a summer day, and now the sun will not set for another 5 hours. Does this fellow put on tefillin? Does he put on tefillin? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If he did not yet wear tefillin this morning because he was busy the whole morning, and then suddenly becomes someone, a relative dies, that's it. He's now potter from mitzvahs. He cannot do them either. And until the body is buried, there's nothing to talk about. Now, even though the person has been buried, there's a special halacha with regard to tefillin. The achar we saw, like this really, it's this pasuk, kiyoymar, the day is a day of bitterness, even if the body has been buried. Even if the body is buried instantly. Person dies 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock he's already buried. A whole day ahead of you. The aninus is over. He's chayiv now to do all of the mitzvahs. He has to daven shachris. He has to make brachos. He has to do everything a normal religious Jew does. There's one thing he does not do. He does not put on tefillin. Why not? Because this pasuk, V'acharisa kiyoim mor, it's a day of bitterness. On a day of bitterness, you don't put on tefillin, which represents the pe'er, the glory. It's a crown. Tefillin is a crown. You're not going to go. It's not proper to be dressed in tefillin when a person is in a state of an aday kiyoim. It's a unique principle in the world of halacha that the day is called a day of bitterness.
Is there any other day that you don't put tefillin on?
What?
Is there any other day?
Shabbos.
No, there's
Tisha B'Av. We talk about Tisha B'Av. But Tisha, we put on in the afternoon. By Mincha, right. That's not a real...
You shouldn't put on the whole day.
That's what?
So Tisha B'Av is a Yom Mar, so you shouldn't put on a whole day.
Ein Ochinami, so you should know that they would we do, like we always say, we live in the melting pot, right? We live in a society, everything's big brother. There are definitely opinions that hold it on Tisha B'Av, you don't put it on Tilim, period. Mam, it's a Yom Mar, the whole day. You get a day off on Tisha B'Av. We don't pass them like that. Shechas Shalom, we don't do that. And in fact, there are opinions that say, Pum Fakert. You put on Tfilin for Shacharis also. You do put on Tfilin. So we this go imam should go me kotza la kotza. The minog Yisrael today amongst us, okay, we live in a society where everything is all the same, is we put on tefillin when? We put on tefillin by mincha. Okay.
Because the basic reason that we say is for tirda.
What?
Because of your Torah's
Oh, right, right. No, that's not the only reason. It's not the only reason, because even if a person
obviously
is not...
Obviously, it can't be.
It's a yoimar. Right. Even if a person is not Torah, let's say a person has family, they eat, and a lot of chooses is that the really bizman hazeh, you don't have tirda the whole time.
Right.
Doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because there are services,
yeah,
chapels, so they take care of everything. What would Chazal have paskin decided, all those of Avelus, and had they been living in the 21st century? Would they have enacted all of the takanas that we have it today? It's a very tough question. And Moshe seems to say no. And Moshe, if Chazal, when they made all of the takanas of Aninus, they would not have gone so far had they been living in the 21st century, where you have a service society, and basically the Avelin, they do very little. You make a phone call. Make a phone call. Okay, some will say no, but you have to make the phone call. You got to be on top of it. You got to be on top of it. That's why Moshe holds that with refrigeration. There's no bizli hamais because there's refrigeration, and you don't really do anything anyway because there are people that are taking care of you. And he goes so far to say, if you don't live in the same city, and Moshe holds that if the mace dies in a different city, and you're living in another city, you're living in Florida, and the mace is in New York, and you have relatives in New York that are being metabolized with the mace, he cannot. I don't know. You have to go review the tshuva. But he almost seems to say is that the truth is this fellow, there's no aninus. There's no aninus. He's an oval right away. He's an oval. Oval he can't be. He's an oval right away. But there's no aninus.
But the Yistomagolo doesn't come into play.
It already happened. For him, it already happened.
It already happened.
Like you have a family. Some people go to Eretz Yisrael, some don't go. So those who don't go, it's for them that's Yistomagolo.
Yeah.
No, that's for the Kavura.
No, I mean, it's like when the plane leaves or when you escort
When you depart, so for those people, it's Nistam HaGolo. What are you talking about? The body is right here. So you see that in Halacha, once you depart from the mace, that's personally for you, it's Nistam HaGolo.
So what I answer all the time to people who talk about it like that is I say, then, you know what it is? The problem is we don't really understand then what kind of Kavani you're supposed to have when you put on film. So you think if you have nothing to do, that you're not really Torah, but then you don't appreciate how important putting on
right.
film with the right Kavana is.
Exactly.
So you don't understand it in the first place.
But here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, let's say, for argument's sake, the person died 9 o'clock and he was buried at 10 o'clock. And you have a whole day in front of you. So the Aninus is practically over. He's now chayv in all the mitzvahs. There's one thing he still does not do. He does not wear tefillin if he did not yet put on tefillin. Why this pasuk? Because the day itself, whether even if the body has been buried, is called a day of bitterness, and it's not correct to wear your crown of tefillin on this day. V'acharisa ki yoymar. Now, here's the dilemma, the halachic dilemma, which there's a machlekes apoiskim, and that is, let's say the body is not buried bo bayom, on the day of death. The body is buried the next day. So the next morning, does he wear tefillin when he gets up in the morning? Absolutely not. The body has not yet been buried. He's in aninus until the body is buried. They bury the body at 10 o'clock the next day. He comes home, they die now. He has to daven shachar, so as long as not yet zman tefillin didn't pass. Is not chatzos, he daven shachris. Does he put on tefillin? So many poiskim, the vast majority of poiskim hold, you do not. That being that the next day is a day of bitterness as well, because the next day was the burial, and he entered into this day in a state of aninus. So even though now the burial takes place at 10 o'clock, and he puts on and he puts on and he's chayv in all the mitzvahs, but he still does not wear tefillin on day two. However, other poskim disagree, and they hold the halach of not wearing tefillin the acharisa kiyomor is only the day of death. On the next day, you don't put on tefillin until the body is buried. But once the body is buried, now you can put on tefillin. So I remember I once heard this, and there's actually no giving me, we're so in hachra is, if a person doesn't ask the shailah, you don't tell him to put on tefillin. You don't tell him, because basically, paskin, you don't wear tefillin. You do not wear tefillin on the day of burial when it's not the day of Nisa. But if a person asks the Shaila, do I put on tefillin? It shows, if you're asking the question, it goes to show that wearing tefillin is very precious to you. Not to miss a day of wearing tefillin. And that in and of itself is enough to be machriya, yes. Put on tefillin. A Rav does not tell a Baal Abbas, okay, today is day two. You didn't daven shach. They come back from the cemetery 3 o'clock. It's too late to daven shachris. So he's not even asking to daven shachris. He didn't daven shachris. That's it. He's done. It's 3 o'clock. We daven mincha. And it didn't even enter the mind of this Baal Abbas. Well, maybe, you know, should I not put on tefillin? I didn't wear tefillin today. I'm now davening mincha, I'm now making brachas, I'm now resuming all of the mitzvahs. Should I put on tefillin? If the Baal Abbas does not ask the question, you do not tell him to put on tefillin. Because many poskim hold he should not. Today was for him a bitter, bitter day to see a relative be buried. The acharisa kiyoymor. Oh, but that pasuk in the Torah, in the Chazal, really interpreted in reference to the day of death. Not to the day of burial. Well, Chazal extended it to the day of burial. And every halach that applies to the day of death applies likewise to the day of burial. So if the day of death, you don't wear a tefillin, even after the burial. So to on the day of burial, which is the next day, you also do not wear a tefillin. But that's only a midrabanon. That's not a deoraisa.
What happens if you're in one country and another country? For example, the burial is in the United States, which in Israel is the next day in Israel.
In Israel, if the person is not planning to come to the funeral, he immediately starts avelos. There's no animus. Before the burial. Immediately. Before the burial. Person is living in the area and he hears about a relative who died in America, and he's not coming to the funeral, and the body is not coming to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to bury the person in America. And he's not going to have anything to do with this whole. And he's not going to be involved with this at all. He immediately starts to sit shiva. If he's coming and he's going to go to the burial, then not. But if he's not planning to go to the cemetery, he's not planning to go. Then he starts avelus immediately. If he has no plans, a relative died, and he hears that he's living in Eretz Yisrael. He hears the relative will be coming to Eretz Yisrael. And he will come to the cemetery. He will come to the cemetery. Then he's in Aninus. He doesn't do any mitzvahs. Nothing.
Even though maybe the next day by it.
Even though, it's right. Doesn't make a difference. From here on in, from this moment in time, Mikanul Haba, until the body is buried, he is an Oinein. But if he has no plans to attend the burial, then he starts Avelus immediately. And the American same thing, because they have a person that can't come to the center, can't come.
So Aninus on the plane.
Yes.
It's the Rabban.
No, it's the Raisa. The first day. Aninus is only the Raisa the first day.
The person died on Sunday. Sunday night, it is a flight. He's on the flight because he's a Rabban.
There's Aninus the Rabbanon.
Aninus the Rabban.
Why? Because the Aninus the Raisa only extends to sunset. To sunset. Sunset.
So what happens in the morning when it turns morning on the plane?
It's Aninus the Rabbanon.
When it turns morning already, it's still Aninus.
Still Aninus. The Aninus the Rabbanon continues. No, definitely not.
So, and then they bury him 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever. He's right. Still the Aninus
Now he's chayv 2 o'clock. He's now chayv in all mitzvahs. There's only one unique thing, tefillin, because it's a yom mor, a bitter day. But the bitter day now that you're this case is day two.
Right.
It's not day one.
Can even be day three or four.
Right. Even day three, day four. It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Does he wear tefillin on this day? Does he wear tefillin? Me'ikar hadin.
No.
Because Chazal have given this day to him the status as Yom Mar. Ad kedekach not to wear tefillin? In the opinion of most poskim, that's right, no tefillin. However, there are our poskim that say yes. Yes, it's only an aninus of derabanan. It's not the oraisa. And the derabanan only goes until the moment of burial. Once the moment of burial is over, we're going to take a sharp knife and split the day until 3 o'clock was Yoimar. And now 3 o'clock and further is no longer Yoimar. That's a very big chiddush to do that. Because the Pasuk says the whole day has the status of a Yoimar. To go and split the day into two parts, before burial, after burial, that's a chiddush. You don't do that on the Yoimisa. If a person dies and is buried bo bayom, dies 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock he's buried, this fellow, their relatives, do not wear tefillin. No such thing. They don't wear tefillin the whole day. Why? But it's 10 o'clock. Everything's done. I'm finished. I have nothing else to do today. It doesn't matter. Today, for this, the Avelim, it's called a Yoim Mar. A Yoim Mar does not allow them to wear tefillin. Chazal extended that principle of Yoim Mar to the next day in a situation where the body was not yet buried. Okay, so now it's day two, and the body is buried. Do we still continue to say that day two is called Yoim Mar even after the burial? Well, in the opinion of many of the poskim, yes. And therefore, you don't wear tefillin on day two. But here already it's machloikis because it's only midrabanan. And not to wear tefillin is a serious matter. So what is the hachra lahalach? A very unique hachra lahalach is, if the person does not ask the shayla, then don't tell them, and he's under the assumption that he's not going to be wearing tefillin today, let it be. Let it be, because that's what most of the opinions hold. But if it bothers him so much that now it's 3 o'clock, and you know, I didn't wear tefillin today, maybe I should wear tefillin, he comes to even ask the question, then you tell him yes. If you already asked the question, then you should put on tefillin right now. Because you don't want to miss a day without tefillin. Today is only a yoimor midrabanan, and the burial is over, so you can put on tefillin, it's okay.
That's a bad person, because I
have
a situation. The man is here in the United States, his mother died in Israel, was too late to bury her for Sukkot. First day of Sukkot. So I maybe they buried her on Palamoy. He was sitting Shiva whatever hours, because we are locking behind 8 hours, 6 hours.
So he sat Shiva until Yontif is finished.
It's finished. Then he didn't want, he couldn't go to the burial. So after Sukkot, his brothers and sisters.
They first began to sit Shiva.
And he was
finished. There. He was already done.
And he said it was funny when he was.
That's right.
And here it was before Sukkot, and she died on Sukkot.
He's saying a long case. Over there, it's already Yom Tov there.
Right,
and for you, it's before. He goes where you are.
But she didn't
sit
there.
Right, so it means you'd have to.
I know.
He sits until Yom Tov and he's done.
But people in Israel would have to wait till after.
Right.
Well, his case is the same idea. His case, the person died in Eretz Yisrael before Sukkot. But they couldn't, there was not enough time to bury the mace until Chol Hamoed.
Right.
So they didn't begin their Avelos. And then you don't begin Avelos until after Yom Tov. So they first begin Avelos after. But this fellow in America who was not planning to go to this funeral, he found out before Yom Tov. He sits Shiva, and when Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov cancels the Shiva, and then Shmini Atzeres cares the Shloshim. So he's already done, and they didn't even get started. His brothers and sisters living in Eretz Yisrael did not even start, and he already finished Shloshim.
Yes.
Only a Simchas Torah.
He says it was funny because he was serving them. He was
right.
That's not true for Pesach.
What? Pesach, no. Pesach, only regular for the Atzmai. Only, it's a regular with only one holiday. So you only cancels, but you don't have a cancellation of Shloshim. Only thing that cancels Shloshim would be Shmini Atzeres, or Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah, you have Rosh Hashanah and then Sukkot. Person sits here before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, I think, also. Yom Kippur. Person before Rosh Hashanah, no, not, is it Yom Kippur? No, not, maybe not. Only Rosh Hashanah. I don't know the halacha, whatever it is. But the next one cancels the Shloshim. Okay, so this is called Acharisa Kiyomar, is a very, very interesting halachic principle. The day of death, the entire day, is called a Yom of Mar, even if all of the ceremonies are over. It still lingers. And the main nafkamina is tefillin. There may be other nafkaminas. Midrabanan, the principle of Kiyoy Mar applies on the next day, or even the day after, whenever it is, until the time of burial. It's also, even though the burial is over, it lingers. It lingers the bitterness of the day. L'may nafkamina, you don't put on tefillin even day two, according to many opinions. It's a chiddush to say, oh, you already buried the person, and it's not day one, it's day two, three, or four, so now you can put on tefillin. That's a chiddush. And if a person, it bothers him so much, and he doesn't want to lose a day of wearing tefillin to ask the question, eino chinami, he should put tefillin on, I think, without a bracha. Without a bracha. You put tefillin on, if not mistaken, you put tefillin on day two without a bracha.
What happens if someone's supposed to get married that night and he gets into someone passing away?
So that's a very complicated halacha. The Gemara says he doesn't start the Avelus. They don't even bury.
Through with the wedding?
It's a very complicated issue. Every case is different. You put away the mace, you don't bury the body. You don't bury the body. You first get married. The Gemara talks about such a case.
I know, we know somebody, and the chosen's parents, both were killed on the way to the wedding. This goes back to the mid-day.
And what did they do? They made the wedding anyway.
They had the wedding,
and the funeral was the next day. What?
They had a sit shiva, and then they continued the wedding. They didn't stay married long. It was too much tension.
Okay, so the Gemara says what to do in that case, and what's interesting is that today halacha lemaisa, it's not done like that. We don't do it like that for different reasons. I don't know. It's
would
not
you
so simple.
During, Shiva?
What?
Would you get married during Shiva?
No, you don't. You can't. Once the Shiva begins, you can't get married. You have to wait. But if the Shiva did not yet begin, then the Gemara says he's supposed to preempt it by getting married first.
Right, before the burial.
But today we don't do that. Today, every case is different. Every case is different. Rahman al-Slan is a very, very frightening case. It's not so simple. These halachas are...
The United States deal with unions at the cemetery, so everything is...
There are other issues. The United States, also, the reason why the reason why in the old times you get married first is because of the money reasons, financial reasons, because if you prepared a wedding and everything is ready to go, the shulchan is aruch, the money is, everything has been prepared,
the food,
everything is there, so it's all going to go to waste. It's going to go to waste. So you have to figure out, today, every situation is different. What exactly is going to be the financial loss of canceling a wedding? It happens.
24 hours before they start cooking, they'll accept an adjustment.
Yeah, but there's a whole, you have to know the contract. Every time you sign a contract, I'm sure every caterer has in their contract, when you sign a contract with a caterer, every caterer has their set of rules. Yeah. Everyone has different, the hall, is it a Jewish hall, a non-Jewish hall? You have kosher caterers who take over Marina Del Rey. That's not about Jews. It's a country club.
So they're paying for the right.
Okay, so there are many factors. There are things that are not under their control, and then there are certain things that are under their control. And even if just because it's owned by Jews, sometimes they're even more difficult to deal with than dealing with
Goyim.
So every situation is unique. Okay, it's totally unique. Okay, now this is an important chazal. This chazal is discussed often. And we also, you learn over here, and over here he's saying this principle, I call you the more common discussion of this chazal, Achus Ki Yomar, in reference to the next day. He's discussing it here in this context in reference to the day itself. not the night. The night after death is only midrabbanan, even if the body has not yet been buried. A person dies at 9 o'clock. He is an oinein deoraisa. Until when? Until sunset. No, by day. The body of someone dies at 9 o'clock by day. So the person is an oinein midoraisa. Until when? Sunset. At sunset, it says, the body is not yet buried. The body has not been buried. Even though the body has not been buried, the aninus deoraisa comes to an end. Because the pasuk says the bitterness is yom. V'acharisa ki yom. Yom means daylight, not, or even the calendar day in this context, until during this day, but not when it comes evening. Then the aninus is of the midrabanan, and it continues until the person is buried. Okay, next. As Ramayevsky mentioned, what's the reason why Chazal extended the aninus until the body is buried? It's because Chazal were very concerned that you should be free from all of your duties to take care of the dead body. Don't become religious now. Oh, I have to daven mincha. So, you know, let me first go daven mincha, and then I'll call up the chapel. By the time you get back from mincha, the chapel already closed. Okay, or let me first go to the daf yomi, and then I'll figure out what to do about the situation. So Chazal did not want you to think like that. They didn't want you to have any obligations in this world except for taking care of the dead body, even making a bracha. You don't even make a bracha on food. Nothing. Don't even bother making a bracha. You have only one thing to do now, to make sure all of the arrangements are taken care of. And until the body is buried, nothing. There's nothing that's going to happen in this world that you have anything to do with. No brachos, no davening, no dafyomi, no gemilas chasadim. Zero. One thing only. You make sure this body is buried.
Less
than in Kovid Amen. Yeah. Okay, next. Here's the one that talks about the tefillin. Here's where we go. Now we go into the source of the tefillin. Omar, it's three lines down in the Likutei Shas. Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Omar Rav, Ovel Chai B'chol Mitzvah, Samuris B'Torah, Chutz Mitzvah. Now, when he says here Ovel, you have to know the terminology of Chazal. Ovel here means aninus. Okay? It's not, yeah, Loshon Chachom L'chud, Loshon. You know, everyone has a different language. Ovel here means aninus, the body, the person died, and now he is in aninus. So it says, Yishchai b'chol mitzvah, savuris b'torah, chutz mitzvillin, except for tzvillin. Now, I take it back. When it means over here, ovel, I know, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Not aninus, it is ovel, but it means ovel for the first day.
Right.
I'm sorry, what it means over here is
the first day.
From the time, we mean over here, the body has been buried. Because until the body is buried, he is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. See, there are different levels of avel. Avel is the first day. Avel is the first 3 days. And avel is the 7 days. Avel is for shlosha. So when it says to avel, we're referring to a very specific window of time between the moment of death, between the moment of burial and the end of that day. That's the time period that we are discussing. He's now chayiv in all the mitzvahs when he comes back from the cemetery. Even after the burial in the cemetery, he's got all the mitzvahs. Except for one thing he does not do on this day. Like I told you, we just discussed, he does not wear tefillin on the day of Misa. Avel is chayiv b'chol mitzvahs mit tefillin sharei nemarim pe'er. It says in the pasuk the word pe'er. Tefillin is called pe'er. I want to talk about that later on today. This week's parash is parashas tetzaveh. And we have the migba ois. We have the kohen wears a hat. And the Kohen Gadol wears a special hat. I want to discuss, what about tefillin later on? It says, Pe'er, Mid'amar le'rachman li'yecheskel, Hashem said li'yecheskel, Pe'ercha, your tefillin, Chavosh. Chavosh, it should be firmly attached. Okay, Chavosh, Olecha, should be bound upon you. In other words, we learned this, li'yecheskel, that the yecheskel is a mashal, that he's going to be in a state of mourning. He's going to suffer death in his family, and it's going to be Avelus, but there's one exception that you're going to do during your time of Avelus, unlike all other mourners, and that is you're going to wear tefillin. All other mourners are not allowed to wear tefillin. But you are going to be the exception to the rule. You are going to be in a state of avelos, and you're going to wear your tefillin. That's a marshal for Klal Yisrael. And even though throughout Golos, Yechezkel was representing the Nevuah, it's a symbolism. Even though Klal Yisrael is going to suffer Golos, avelos, we are still obligated during the time of our avelos, Gesundheit, to sanctify Hashem's name. To be in the Golos with pride. We wear our crown of tefillin in the Tkufa of Golos. And then here the Gemara explains, only you are going to be the exception to the weird tefillin. Aval kule olma. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make this statement, to maintain wearing tefillin, is an indication that you're the exception. Everyone else who isn't in the Avil does not wear tefillin. Now, this halacha that a regular Avil is exempt from wearing tefillin is only on day one. Okay, so basically what we, I just told you before, is a combination of two Mamori Chazal. Yechezkel was an Ovel, and Hashem said to him, you're the exception. You're going to wear a tefillin. The implication is that a regular Ovel does not wear a tefillin. Okay, how many days? Avelus goes on for 30 days. How many days? We need to come to Omois and kick in this pasuk. V'acharisa kiyoymor, only one day. So this is the combination for this halacha. Next chazal. Tanabanan avel l'shloishu yom rishonim oslo nech tefillin. So this chazal is obviously, we're reading over here now, is not in agreement with what we have just learned above. A different ma'amar chazal. You find very often different opinions in the halacha. Tanabanan avel l'shloishu yom rishonim oslo nech tefillin. Also, day 3 and onward, which and day 3 included, Mutter lehaniach tefillin, is allowed to wear tefillin.
No.
Even after the barrel, it goes even after the barrel. What? Yes. He disagrees. V'im bo ponim chadoshes lenachamoy. Let's say Rabbi Eliezer. He does not take them off, even though new people have come to visit him. So you say it's not by COVID that he should be sitting wearing tefillin when they come to Menachem. He should be wearing tefillin. It doesn't matter. He does not take off until new people come. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Aval shnei yom arishayim aslo niach tefillin." It's only 2 days. Misheni v'sheni v'chlal mutar lo niach tefillin. Bo pam chadoshes. He holds choyleitz. He disagrees on two accounts. Only 2 days. Not 3, but he disagrees also in regard to the halacha that if someone comes to give him the chama, you take off your tefillin. Let's go further. Omar Rav Masna, my time of the Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say 3 days? The Chassid says, "Vayitmu yimei v'chi evel Moshe, yimei mashma shenayim." 2. There has to be 2 complete days of avelus. That's what you only can put on the tefillin on day 3. The expression is a little bit difficult. You wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin for 3 days, but from day 3 and on, you start wearing tefillin. What is it? Mixing the kulay? So it sounds like a little bit. There has to be 2 complete days of avelus. Where do you learn that from? Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's what it is. Vayitmu means complete.
Vayitmu,
Yimei. Yimei is 2 days, but Vayitmu means complete.
Complete 2 days. So, Rabbi, isn't this Hashkocha Pradis off the charts? Today is the second day of Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yesterday was Zion, and today is Ches. And the Gemara says, Vayitmu, Yimei, Yimei Evel Moshe. Today is the second day. Isn't this like unbelievable? I don't plan that we should be learning this today. What's the chance you learn something like this? Like Boba Yom.
That's what God works. He always does those.
Unbelievable Hashkocha Pratis. Vayidmu Yimei V'chi Evel Moshe Yimei Mashma Shnayim. Two. And they for 2 days, Zayin and Ches, when Moshe died, they did not wear a tefillin on Zayin, and they did not wear a tefillin on Ches. Two complete days of Avelos. But on Tes, that's already when they got back to the program. Omar Rav Eina, my time of Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you only do not wear tefillin for 1 day. Already on day two, you already can begin wearing tefillin. My time of Rabbi Yeshua, the Siv, our past. It's what we love, we just learned, we just spent all the time on. V'acharisa ki yoymar. Frak the Gemara, what does each opinion do with the other one's pasuk? Ve Rabbi Yeshua nam yoksiv v'yitzmu yimei b'chi evel Moshe. Shiny Moshe, the takif evle, the different types of avelos. When Moshe, the Godel Hadar, dies, 2 days of avelos. When an ordinary person dies, 1 day of avelos. Rabbi Lez Nam Yaksim says the pasuk Achrisak Yoimar. So he says Ikor Miriro Chad Yoimahu. He doesn't give the same answer. He gives a different answer. He says that even by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ikor bitterness was the first day. Avol Ikor Avelos Dimshach Yomayim, the bitterness, Acharisa Kiyomor, the bitterness of Avelos is the first day. But the Avelos extends for 2 days. Fine. Avol Avelos Dimshach Shnayim. Okay, so therefore we have a new insight into this halacha. Halacha Lemaisa, we all know it's the first day. It's the first day, and this also thing like we discussed before. We had a whole discussion. We had a whole discussion before you can be spent like Masha half an hour discussing that.
Didn't witness his burial.
Vayikbar said, "Bagai Hashem buried him."
Right.
All right. No. Klaishol did not witness the burial, but they knew that he died. Moshe, I'm going to die. They saw him. Whatever. Who knows? Whatever it was. But they knew that he died. Okay. Next halacha. Let's now go vayita Tanya in the Brayis. Ad Mosai misoinin alof. The also back now here now mentioning what is aninus? What is the nafka mean of aninus? I just told you tefillin. We discussed for half an hour, 45 minutes tefillin. That's it. All that's whole nafka mean tefillin. No, lo yachalti ve'oini minenu. It says by kotsha, by even meiser sheni. When you say vili meiseris, a person is not allowed to eat meiser sheni when he is in a state of aninus. The vidui mai every 3 years, the person has to go to the base hamigdash and recite what is called vidui. The vidui maestros. Asisi kecholasher sevisani hashkifa m'moin kachcha min hashamai mevorechas amcha Yisrael v'chulu the psukim. It begins with I've given all of the maestros and I've treated all of the kachim and maestro with kedusha. I did not eat it when I was in a state of aninus, that Chazal say goes really literally for Maaser Sheni, and the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer, certainly when it comes to kachim. A person is not allowed to eat a karbon if he is an oinein. That's an afkamina. Yes, avelus he can. So the question is, when does the aninus end? At what point does it end? We know the avelus goes on, and the avelus does not begin until after burial. Aninus continues from the moment of death until burial, and the question is, what happens if there is no burial? Let's say the burial is not going to take place until the next day. So how long does the aninus de oiraiso continue? If the burial will not take place until the next day, are you allowed to eat midoiraiso kochim at night? Person dies at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the burial is scheduled for the next day, 12 o'clock, is this fellow allowed to eat Meiser Sheni for dinner after Seis HaKoychavim? Is he allowed to eat Meiser Sheni for breakfast? The burial did not take place. So mid Derabanan, he's certainly called an Oinei. But mid Araisa, does the Aninus extend even to the next day when the burial did not take place? That is the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, how far does it go? Tanya, ad masai misanin, Allah yos lalachas kodashim, kol hayoyim, the entire day, and the chiddush over here, the entire day, and meaning until burial. Rabbi Yomer, Kol's man shaloi nidor. As I mean, the Tanakhama says the entire day, regardless. I'm not so sure. Let's leave it there. Rebbe Omer Kol's man shaloi nikbar. Now the Gemara right away explains what exactly is the case. B'may askinan ilay mabiyay misa miika did less lay the yoy misa the toughest layla midrabanan. So here the Gemara is saying something. This goes back to the Sefer Megillah, the first time of Chazal. The Gemara you're saying is, if the person died bo bayoyim on this day 9 o'clock, he's called an oinein to a degree, even the following night. I think over here he's buried. He wasn't buried yet. Miika the less lay the yoy misa the toughest layla midrabanan, even the following night. Is also going to be in the oinim midrabanan. V'su Rebbe Omer calls man shloim nikbar ha kivaroi ishtirile. So in other words, what's going on? So in other words, if they bury him, like I explained, the person dies at 9 o'clock and he's buried by 12 o'clock. That's it. The aninus is over. He's allowed to eat kachim midaraisa immediately. He's allowed to eat it immediately. Let's say he was not buried, he's not going to be buried until the next day. Everyone agrees that he's an oinein the entire day, plus the following night, midrabanan. Umi'ika, the less slave, yacharisa, kiyoymar. Doesn't everyone agree that if he was not buried, that certainly the whole the day itself is going to be a day of aninus, midaraisa, and the night is afterwards going to be the Gemara says midrabanan. Elo toreitz tefarish abraisa koch, ad mosai mis oinein olav. Kol osay, how long are we misoining a love? Let's see what that means. Kol osay yom beloy leiloy. Rebbe Omer calls man shaloy nikbar, but if he's nikbar, toifes leiloy. I don't know what this means. If he's nikbar, then he grabs the night. What do you mean he grabs the night?
He gets it.
He gets to keep it.
Can the rabbanon keep from eating kodesh?
Yes, midrabanan. They can tell you not to kodesh.
Override the
midrash. That's not an override. It's a chumra. So the Gemara means as follows: the Gemara's maskan is the Gemara's revising its question. How long is the aninus going to extend? Is going to extend if the burial did not yet take place. How long does it go? Kol oisoy hayom the Tanakhama says beloy leiloy. Once the sun sets, even if the body has not yet been buried, a person is allowed to eat. This individual is allowed to eat kachim, according to the Tanakhama. Rebbe Omer, I disagree. I hold that until the burial takes place, kol zman shaloi nikbar, he's called an oinein the next day until he cannot eat kachim, even though the day has passed. Oh, but it says in the pasuk v'yacharisa kiyoymar, only one day. Yeah, that's going only in the case when the body was buried on that day. But if the body was not buried on that day, then the aninus goes further to the next day. V'yim nikbar, but let's say the body was buried, then toifes lele, which I'm assuming means then the person, that's it, it's over. That's over, the aninus is over, and the night becomes permitted. The night he can eat kachim because it's no longer called the yoimar.
What happens if the person is not buried?
If it's not, for how long? If it's not buried, so it's indefinite. It's indefinite.
Khalila, the body was consumed. The body disappeared.
Well, no, then immediately. If it's not going to be a burial, immediately the avela starts. There's no aninus altogether. Aninus is only when there is a body to bury. There's a body to bury, and it will be buried. Then aninus begins until the body is buried.
Let's say, for whatever reason, the body's going to be buried in a week. So he's in owning for 1 week?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
You had that problem.
That's right.
9/11, you had to inflame crashes.
Yeah, if there is a delay, the medical examiner is holding up the show. They want to do an autopsy, and then there's a fight in court. That's right. The person is in aninus until the body is buried. Now, what can happen, though, does happen, is that there's going to be a very significant delay, and it's not in your control anymore. then there's no aninus. In other words, let's say there's a situation, they say, well, you know something? The court has to decide.
Yeah.
And this is not out of your control. It might take a week, it might take a month. Then it's not imminent, it's not in your power now to bury the body.
Yeah.
So there's no aninus.
And then
when the court says, okay, we release the body. Do with it what you want. Now starts the aninus. The aninus only begins when it's within your power to bury the body. Now normally you'll tell me, well, every case is not, you'll tell me, well, every time a person dies, you need a death certificate. Right? You make an argument, every time a person dies, it's not in your power to bury the body because you need a death certificate. And there's a lot of red tape until everything gets gone. So I'm assuming that since today, these things happen relatively very quickly. So the Pesukim can say, it's just a matter of minutes, hours. It's not a matter of days. That doesn't count. You pressure them. That's cool. But if you have a situation where there is a real impediment, and it's going to be it's not in your power. It's totally out of my control. I can't go call up the doctor. Give me a death certificate. The court, they know about it. They'll do whatever they want, and you're out of the picture. They don't want to talk to you. Then that's it. Then there's no aninus. Then because again, I mean.
So then you become an oval.
Right, you become an oval.
And if God forbid a person chooses to be cremated, but he has relatives who are firm, so what?
I would assume until the cremation, he's there an aninim. I would assume, or maybe not, once they recognize that it's not in their power, and they relinquish hope of ever being able, then that's it, it's over. Aninus is only
problem
when
it comes if they, it's almost with a cremation it doesn't pertain sometimes because it depends if you have to there's a shaila about sitting shiva for the person
is a Russia.
So what they paskin is, because unfortunately I had to deal with it a couple of times, is that they tell you that the person who decided to be cremated is not the Russia because you're thinking that maybe he would have gone true with the last second.
Yeah.
The problem comes with the person, usually it's a person from the family who they let push the button to start the fire. The problem becomes when that person dies, he's already got a track record.
Yeah, Tinah Shemishba.
In other words, when a spouse does it now,
you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to call it to a person who's a Russia. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to give.
So he's sitting shiva. Forget what he's sitting. Maybe he's sitting shiva for the 6 million. You don't know. But why can't? What is a guy over when he does when he's sitting shiva?
Look, halacha. Our Hamaral Stan is halacha. A child goes off the derech.
Yeah.
Make her idea. No one does this right. Anymore. People used to
say nobody.
What?
My
parents.
Somebody
has recently.
The mother.
I don't know. So why is cremation different? I don't know. I really don't know why. Mikradin, what?
They're misguided.
Rachmana looks on a child goes off the derech. There's halach and shulchan. The parents at shiva. Today it's unheard of. You're not gonna have it today.
Right.
Years ago,
everything is mental illness.
That's whatever it
is.
My parents told me they remember stories like
it's
this.
A minute, but is it a halacha?
I think it's a halacha. I don't know. My parents told me stories. They told me the name of the person.
Right.
When he went off the derech, the parents, they sat mamish,
they sat
shit. For real.
Know,
the real deal.
My mother told me there were a lot of stories like that when she was growing up in the 20s and the 30s. There were some of her friends who went totally off the derech. And the parents sat shiva.
It could be the difference is a child versus a relative.
They taught Kriya and that was it.
It could be the difference is a Rachmana Litzlan, a child goes off the derech, chooses with his intellect to go off the derech, which actually today doesn't exist, then the parents sit shiva. But when a relative, another person has a parent or has a brother, sister, and they decide they want to be cremated, then the relatives do not sit shiva. I think the din of a child is the din of a child. Because there, the parents, maybe the same shiva themselves. I don't know, it's a different type of shiva. But when a person decides, no, I'm an atheist, I want cremation, v'chulu, So that you have relatives, you have brother, sister, or brother, sister, or children. So they don't sit shiva. It could be that the parents said they sit shiva, or the parents already sat shiva before.
Right.
They sat shiva. So it's a different. It's a different. Okay, these things are very unpleasant to think about, unpleasant to deal with. And today, for some reason, all the rules have changed. The rules have changed today, unfortunately, because we live in a very frustrating society.
When somebody commits suicide, there's also a problem.
So he said shiva today. Today, I know someone.
I said to my mother one time, how are they going to do? I was a kid yet, because somebody I knew, they found him in East River. He was a manic depressive, and that time didn't go.
Yeah.
Everybody knew when I said, oh, he committed suicide. My mother yelled at me, said, no, shut up, it. Don't
right.
say that.
Right. I had a friend. I had a friend who committed suicide.
Be buried in a regular cemetery.
I never knew. I had a friend who committed suicide, and I never knew for at least 10 years. They told me he had an aneurysm. That's what they told me. I went to the Levaya, and it was very, very traumatic, and it was a big Levaya. Wow! And there was spading, and he was crying, Mal Demo Shlish. And I went to the Shiva house. I was there with the Shiva house all the days. I was about 17, 18 years old. I remember the shock.
Yeah.
This person was a little bit older than me. He was a few years older than me, and I knew him very, very well. And I remember that morning. I couldn't believe it. And the whole yeshiva went, and I remember the Hespedim, I remember what they said, and I went to the Beis Ovel, and I really thought, like, you know, he had some type of freak thing. He was a little strange, the guy. He had issues, but I never thought. He was a healthy Gishman guy. I never thought anything. And then I was talking about him at least 10 years later, and the guy says, you know what happened? I said, what are you talking about? And he told me the whole story, that he committed suicide. He told me. And then already I knew all about mental health and all that. And he was a very sick person. He was very sick. Today he would have been, there's no doubt in my mind, today he would have been treated. Today the awareness of what this is all about, of what he was going through, is so out in the open, especially in high school, or you know, in that age, is so out in the open. There's no doubt in my mind today. You don't know for sure. You don't know anything,
yeah.
You have no idea. But the approach to deal with him, the parents dealt with him. I do know that the parents had enormous. I found out they had enormous agmas nevesh. They were dealing. They sent him to. But there's no doubt in my mind the approach of how they would have dealt with him today would have been totally different. And I don't know, no one knows what it would have been, but I believe that he would have had a very, very high chance that he would have been cared for, at least to the degree where that this would not have happened. But I didn't even know. And a Levaya? You bet there was a Levaya. And you bet there was Shiva. Everything was there. And they even made a sefer. They dedicated a very chashuv sefer after him, a very, very popular sefer that people use today. After him, and they were spayed him, so it was not looked, suicide was not looked at, even then, as an avera. It was an acholi hanefesh, 100%, without any suffix. Okay, so that was then already. You can imagine today you'll never, you'll probably never hear such a thing today, that someone, even that's the das, you'd say about them that it's their fault, that they did an avera. It's the product of society. The nisyonos are way too difficult to overcome, and you can't blame anyone. All right, that concludes our chazal. We'll finish our chazal tomorrow. Mezuzah Hashem, we'll go on to the next sugya, the next section. Tomorrow we start pasuk yud aleph.
What do you do 10 years later when the kid comes about?